Hello, my friends, Andy and Idiot. Coming to you live from Orange County, California. And I know that we're broadcasting during Calvary Chapel's fourth message today.
Yes.
But it's like he's on all day now.
Yeah. We'd have to do an evening show.
What time does
it start today, the fourth service?
3:30,
I think.
3:30, wow. Yeah.
And we thought Jack would be exhausted, but he looks fired up.
He looked, yeah. We started watching the fourth service at the very beginning. He looked like he was ready to go.
Right.
And I have a little thing about it. Today's devotional reminds me of what he's doing. Being a faithful servant. But there's more. There's more in there. Hello, my friends. Just so you know that you can share this with other friends. And I've gotten a couple messages from people that were at the school board meeting who sent me, I don't know if it was a messenger message or a text message, said, you know, I'm not on Facebook. Do you broadcast anywhere else? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
We broadcast on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and now Rumble. So if you go to Rumble and type in Living Fearless Devotional, you'll find this live broadcast broadcasting right now.
Fantastic.
Pretty exciting. And then if you're into Audible or if you're into audio and only listen to podcasts, then we are on the Edify Christian Network, which towards the end of this message, I'll play a little video so you can learn how to download the app and enjoy the podcast and many other Christians on that platform, which has some great Christian mentors and teachers and pastors that are on that.
Yes.
So it's very cool. And one last thing, I know I'm giving you all kinds of announcements, but above us, you see where it says CaliforniaParentAlliance.org. If you're a parent and you live in California in particular, you're going to want to make sure and bookmark that website and subscribe to the newsletter. You can do that just by looking to the right once you go to the homepage, or it could be down below if you're looking on your phone, and just put your name and I guess your email address and what are the requirements. I think that's it.
Yep.
And no sales. There's not going to be any sales for anything, so don't worry about it. But it's a great organization. We'll have an announcement, I think, coming up soon about why I think that this is going to be one of the best organizations ever when it comes to parent work.
So humble. I love it.
You're giving away my secret in a way. But go there, California Parent Alliance. And if you're not even in California, it's still good to go because you probably know somebody in your family that lives in California. So it'll be a good place to go to for some resources about what's happening here in California. All right. So let's get rid of that. And we're going to be reading from Smith Wigglesworth devotional for October 17th. The title of this one is Faithful Servants. And the reference is Matthew 25:21. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Mm-hmm. Enter into the joy of your Lord." That's such a great passage,
isn't it?
Especially for us, there's some people that work and love to work, and there's some lazy people out there. That's not a good. That they probably don't like that one. I'm just saying.
Yes.
And the good news today is this is a long one, so I'll be taking half of it, and Hedy will be taking the other half.
Okay.
So that's the good news for you guys. The scripture reading is Matthew 25:14-30. Christ, who is the express image of God, has come to our human weaknesses in order to change them and us into a divine likeness so that by the power of his might, we may not only overcome, but also rejoice in the fact that we are more than overcomers. God wants you to be more than conquerors. Mm. The baptism of the Spirit has come for nothing less than to possess the whole of our lives. It sets up Jesus as king, and nothing can stand in his holy presence when he is made king. Everything will wither before him. Yes. The inheritance of the Spirit is given to every man for the profit of all. Praise the Lord. In the order of the Holy Spirit, we have to come short in no gift. This same Jesus has come for one purpose, that he might be made so manifest in us that the world will see him. We must be burning and shining lights to reflect such a holy Jesus.
Yes.
We cannot do it with cold, indifferent experiences, and we never will. My dear wife used to say to our daughter, "Alice, what kind of a meeting have you had?" Alice would say, "Ask Father. He always has a good time. His servants are to be flames. Jesus is life, and the Holy Spirit is the breath. He breathes through us the life of the Son of God, and we give it to others, and it gives life everywhere. You should have been with me in Ceylon. I was having meetings in a Wesleyan chapel. The people there said, you know, 4 days are not much to give us. No, I said, but it is a good share. They said, what are we going to do? We are not touching the people here at all. I said, can you have a meeting early in the morning at 8 o'clock? They said they would. So I said, we will tell all the mothers who want their babies to be healed and all the old people over 70 to come.
Interesting.
Right? Then after that, I will hope to give an address to the people to make them ready for the Holy Spirit.
Oh, it would have done you all good to see 400 mothers and their babies. It was fine. And then to see 150 old black people with their white hair coming to be healed. I believe that you need to have something more than smoke to touch people. You need to be a burning light for that. His ministers must be flames of fire. There were thousands gathered outside the chapel to hear the word of God. There were about 3,000 people crying for mercy at the same time. I tell you, it was a sight. After that, attendance at the meetings rose to such an extent that every night, 5,000 to 6,000 people gathered there after I had preached in a temperature of 110 degrees. Then I had to minister to these people. But I tell you, a flame of fire can do anything. Things change in the fire. This is Pentecost. But what moved me more than anything else was this, and I say this carefully with a broken spirit because I wouldn't like to mislead anyone, meaning with humility. There were hundreds who tried to touch me because they were so impressed with the power of God that was present. And they testified everywhere that with a touch, they were healed. It was not the power of Wigglesworth. It was because they had the same faith that was with those at Jerusalem who believed that Peter's shadow would heal them. It is your faith that made you well, the Lord once said. What do you want? Is anything too hard for God? God can meet you now. God sees inwardly. He knows all about you. Nothing is hidden from him, and he can satisfy the soul and give you a spring of eternal blessing that will carry you right through. Thought for today, you can receive something in 3 minutes that can carry you into glory.
Did you see Jack in that message?
Did I see Jack? I mean, he is a tongue of fire for sure.
Yes, just that they, I mean, hey, we're not reaching enough people. Well, let's just change the hours.
And add a service.
And add a service. And that's where I saw that when he said, well, can we get here at 8 o'clock then?
Right.
And just change the time, fit in more people.
Well, not just that, but he knew he invited the people at first that were hungry. Mm-hmm. So tell a wife, tell a mother that you could heal your baby. Oh, she'll be there.
Yes.
You know, and older people, make them well, make them feel good again.
Yeah.
They'll come too.
What I also like is the other thing, I'm sorry, we're talking about Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills with Pastor Jack Hibbs. But the other thing in the message today along these lines is that you have people that have opened up their homes for online service, watch parties. And now they would normally just do it once. Now they're having multiple sessions with Jack.
Yes.
And multiple sessions.
Broadcasting from their garage doors with a projector so that everybody on the street can see. Yeah. That's amazing.
That's pretty cool. So what else do you get out of today's devotional?
I just like the reference again to fire, that we have to not be smoke. And we have to have a flame that burns so bright that it touches people around us. And this reference to Peter is that people would walk by, they would lay their sick on the street corners and wait for him to walk by and believe that they would be healed. And many of them were healed, if not all of them. It is, and this reminds me of the scripture of the lady with the issue of blood who was bleeding for years, and she believed that all she had to do was touch the garment of Christ and she'd be healed. And she was, and the Lord said, your faith has made you well. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's really important that we have the faith to believe he will make us well. So it's not just asking him, but it's really believing. Mm-hmm. And I, this other man that the Lord had gone to, whose son had horrible, horrible seizures, and the apostles could not get the demon out of the son. And Christ says to him, do you believe? He says, yes, Lord, help me with my unbelief. So in one breath, he says, yes, I believe, but Lord, help me with my unbelief. Because though we believe, we practically think we believe, do we really believe?
Yeah.
right? Do we really believe he can heal our sicknesses? Does he really believe, do we really believe he can transform us into a flame of fire?
Right. That is, it's a little bit about what I was thinking. We had a little discussion at lunch today. And before I say that, just if you have any thoughts about today's devotional, just make sure and comment, put them at whatever you're watching on, put them in the comments. Most of the platforms, actually all the platforms that we're live on right now will allow you to comment. So that helps push out the devotional for other people to see. And there might be something in this message today that somebody needs to hear. And so the reason I was in such thought for a second when you were finishing is because it just triggered that thought that I had, because I have some difficulty still with this idea that
He'll that use
God
you.
Resides in me. And with that power that's in me to now the fleshy side of me, allowing that power to go to work.
Yes.
To be used.
And that he speaks.
And it speaks. And then you have this other obligation to make sure that, okay, it's like if I suddenly became, you know, had the ability to be invisible, right? Now I'm going to use it not always for good, right? I'm going to go invisible in my kids' room and see what they're talking about and see what they're doing, right? That might be good. It might be bad.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'd use it at work if I had a job. I mean, a regular job where I want to go listen to the boss, right? Are they talking about me and how, you know?
But don't abuse the gifts.
Yeah. So you have this power. Now you can use it for good or evil. And are you going to go out there looking for opportunity so that it makes you look good?
Oh.
Another thing, right? Are you going to use it for the ability to show off
right.
this power that you have? So with all that in mind. So we're at church today and in the front row as we normally are, and we see our regular peeps that sit around us. And we have Jack, who is a great Christian man who's in the front row. He comes with his wife and sometimes with his mom, whose mom, her father is also struggling with his health. And that's why she wasn't there today, too. So we have to remember to pray for her father.
Yes.
But Jack and I are there.
So Jack's grandfather.
Yeah, Jack's grandfather.
Okay.
But Jack and I, that's just a little side note. And then Jack's sitting there. And in between Jack and I is a man that Jack has met before and just simply introduced himself as a parishioner. And for the first time I'm seeing him and introduced myself. So, you know, when you know somebody and somebody's sitting in between you, you're talking around them.
Yes.
Right. So Jack's sharing what he does, and he does flooring and some other stuff, and he's showing pictures, and he's like, you're the guy sitting next to me, Roy sitting next to me. He's handing the phone around Roy. And so I felt like I needed to include Roy, even though Roy may or may not have wanted to be part of the conversation.
So it's a polite thing to do.
So now you have the stage set. So there's this man, he's a manly man and looks very serious and he's there and but as worship starts, I start to the Holy Spirit, I believe, was speaking to me and says, what do you think about that man sitting next to you by himself? Is he married? Is he going through a divorce? Did he just lose his wife? Why is he by himself? It's not that it's unusual to see a man by himself, but at church, you know, sometimes people show up by themselves because they have no one or they've lost someone. And so that's what was speaking to me. And so all through worship, which was great, I was slightly distracted with this conversation I was having with God. And that told me for the first time that this indwelling, this power, was speaking. And it wasn't from me. I wasn't looking for an opportunity to, I don't know this guy.
And that was so much of what Jack's message was. God speaks.
And I go, I feel like there's something going on that I need to ask him if there's something I need to pray for him about. The interesting thing is that after it was over, and what I had a conversation with Hedy about later on, is that this whole conversation went on for the three or four songs that were going on, which was a long conversation I was having with myself and God. And I was going, okay, when service is over, and this was about after service over, I'm going to say before I leave, hey, is there anything that I can pray for you this week about?
Yes.
If there's anything you need. But right after worship ended and Gia says, you know, look around and shake somebody's hand and tell them your name and ask if there's anything that you can pray for them about. He turns around and immediately talks to the girl behind us, the young lady behind us. There's a couple sitting behind us. And she says, is there anything I can pray for you about? He goes, no, I'm good. But what can I pray for you about? And I go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What was this whole conversation Wait, you just said there's nothing.
You need some pray for.
And I was like, almost like, okay, what was that all about? What was this? I could have sat there and enjoyed the worship, but instead I'm having this conversation. God, what was that all about? So that was my conversation with you. Was like,
yes.
And you asked, did you say anything after church? I go, no, because he just said he didn't need any prayer. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, when I encountered him, I felt like there was a spirit of sadness over him, but I felt that it wasn't my place, that I didn't think he'd be receptive to it from a woman, quite frankly. And so as soon as you told me that she asked him that and he said, I'm good.
It confirmed what you're
yeah, feeling. It confirmed for me that he just wasn't interested in hearing it from a woman.
Wow.
And I mean, I respect that. A lot of people just don't feel like either divulging to a perfect stranger or divulging to somebody of the opposite sex. That's not a common prayer partner. So I totally get that. But I definitely felt like he had something that was burdening his heart.
So I did leave with a little bit after our conversation. So it was...
You just thought the Holy Spirit was wrong. Only Andy comes back after a 20-minute conversation with the Holy Spirit and says, well, obviously he got that wrong. Weesh.
He's never wrong. He's never wrong. I was wrong. There is the flesh. Like, well, the God.
Done.
Thank God that she got me out of this situation that I didn't want to be in.
Oh my God, that's
but,
funny.
Yeah, I felt like, oh man, there it is again. That it's just, I don't know if all that was for me or him.
Yeah, you never know.
It could have been for me. The same. See, look how weak you are. We've been talking about this for months. I dwell inside you. I am never wrong. My way is perfect.
Yes.
And I handed you on a silver platter. You could have seen exactly what maybe you were talking about, that it was the fact that he was a man. And that's okay. There's a difference between men and women, right? There's man and there's woman. We have different strengths and weaknesses. Just that's life. Get over it. Don't send me a bunch of emails. But there was my weakness. It taught me that, no, if I told you to ask him.
Yeah.
And then allow him to make the decision. Your job was to do what I told
Maybe
him
he to needed
do.
To be asked twice. Maybe he just needed somebody else to ask.
Oh, yeah. How many do that times does that happen with kids?
Right.
They walk down the stairs all.
I'm fine.
Hey, what's happening? Nothing. Huh? Nothing. I'm fine. Okay. I always go, okay. And I go on my way. But they want you to ask a second time.
Yes.
You're right. Orale. I should have asked him.
It's okay.
You tell me earlier.
Oh, I didn't know you heard it. I didn't know you heard it. I definitely heard it, but the Lord didn't tell me to do anything about it. So I just kind of stood in my place. I had my own little moment.
So that was on our left.
Yes.
And then on our right, we had something going on. We were busy beavers at church today.
Oh, it was beautiful.
But so you want to talk about anything that happened to you on
Well, it was just, we had our dear friend, Priscilla. I don't know if she's on with us now. Maybe she's still out, but that's a separate conversation, not for the air. But she just was telling us how she had fallen away from her walk with the Lord. It's a long story. Her brother had passed away from suicide and it had taken her away from God, and that it was watching our devotionals and being in relationship with her that relationship with the Lord has come back. And so I just started crying hysterically. I was like, thank you so much for telling me. It was just a beautiful moment that we had together.
So the only thing I want to add to that is that when you, between my situation, my discussion with the Holy Spirit and what the results are from your conversation, is that these things that we are doing, that God has called us to do, this devotional on a daily basis that started almost, for me, it was a little bit over a year ago, because today is our year anniversary.
Yes.
And so it was about 3 months prior to us meeting or so, somewhere around there, 3 or 4 months prior to us meeting, that I started doing a devotional, and then it's grown into what we're doing today. That all of that that we did, even if it was just for this one thing with Priscilla, that's what God called us to do.
Amen.
That some things will take, not like Priscilla, joyfully followed us and has been fun, has been a great friend to the broadcast. And the way we met was through other means on the internet, where I was discussing political stuff. And then she followed into the devotional thing. That all of that And again, I say work, but I mean of the stuff that we did.
Yes.
Led to her coming to church with us and hanging out with us and quite possibly something else.
I love it.
And it could be just for that one person.
Right? Absolutely.
I don't think it is, because we've had other Muslims that have come to faith since you've joined the broadcast. You're now doing another show with somebody else, which is amazing. So, but even if it was just for Priscilla,
amen.
It is.
And Pastor Jack said that today at church, that even if all there was on the earth was Adam and Eve and then one of us, the Lord would have still come to earth, died on the cross, right, resurrected for just one.
Wow.
To just save you and Adam and Eve.
He's giving me chills. I forgot he said that.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So it's a beautiful manifestation of that.
The lesson is that I missed that opportunity.
Oh, it's okay.
Quite possibly. But again, it quite possibly could have been a lesson for me. Said, here I've been teaching you. Here I've been showing you. I've sent Wigglesworth and I sent Oswald Chambers your way. We've been preparing you for this moment today.
Yes.
All you had to do is at the end of service go, hey, before I leave, is there anything I could pray for you?
And it's hard.
That's all I had to do.
But it's hard. It's hard. When he calls us out of our comfort zone to reach out to someone, it is hard.
That would have been the first time I ever did that.
There'll be other opportunities.
Roy, if you're watching, I'm sorry.
Oh, hopefully Roy will give you another chance.
And I rarely remember. How often do I remember people's
somebody's names? Name, right?
How often does that happen?
Wow.
I know. So there's something about it.
Yes.
There's something, because I don't remember anybody's name.
Yes.
I couldn't remember your name until the next day almost. I'm just terrible at names.
Yes.
I think it's
Heidi.
Yeah. So all right, let's get to some of the scripture. Wow, we tarried along on that subject matter, but I think it was important.
I think so.
Okay. Matthew 25, 14 through 30.
We're going to read this because it's the parable of the talents, and it's an important parable of Christ. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then the one who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5, and look, I gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. I gained 2 more besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have it. What is yours? But his Lord answered him and said, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I would have at least received back my own interest. So take the talent from him and give it to those who had 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Ooh, that's scary. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Gosh darn it.
So talents, as we reviewed, talents are a weight in the old days, equivalent to 75 pounds. But people have interpreted that scripture to mean not just talents as in money and using wealth wisely, but using any gifts that the Lord gives us and using them wisely for the kingdom. So it's not just using them to buy cars and nice houses, but using them to bless others.
It's like one of the messages that Jack had about gifts, that you are given gifts and sometimes more than one.
Yes.
Mark has even been talking about that. And so us as believers have learned that we are given gifts by God. And then if we meet somebody that's not necessarily a believer, but at some point, we want to be able to tell them that you have gifts also. So to we take our gift of pastor or of discipleship, prophecy, and then share that. And then now we've done the same thing.
So now to each one is from 1 Corinthians 12. I really encourage you, if you haven't read it recently, to read 1 Corinthians 12, where the Lord talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit to each of the believers. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. In 1 Corinthians 7, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly awaiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And going back to Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Speaking of Jesus. And Romans 8:37, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And finally, Acts 5:14, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing might fall on some of them.
Wow. It's pretty powerful when your shadow heals people.
Glory.
Jesus was just his cloak.
Yes.
Whatever he was wearing.
Yeah. Oh, to be a flame of that caliber.
Yeah. I can't even ask somebody if they need prayer.
You'll get there.
Wow. Huh. Anything else on our devotional with Smith? It brings you any?
Well, I think it's, so the common theme is to be that flame of fire, we have to burn everything that's of ourselves, manifest Christ, but most importantly, that the manifestation of Christ is for the profit of all. It's not for ourselves. It's not for self-aggrandizement. It's not to make ourselves seem all of that. Mm-hmm. And it's not for us to gain riches unto ourselves, as the parable of the talents tells us. He gives us gifts to share them with others. Like praying for other people.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
These are just small examples, you know?
I'm going to pray for him anyway, because
we should.
Yes. So I'm going to add him to my prayer list.
Absolutely.
All right. So just before we head off here, we again brought up that we were at church today at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills with Pastor Jack Gibbs. Was there anything that really stands out today from his message? It was an amazing message. I likened it to going to I had a bag and I was taking all the great stuff that he had given. My bag wasn't big enough.
Oh, yes. Okay. So I'm pulling up my phone just to see my notes, because there was so much in it. And so basically the way he had organized the discussion was that the unknown religion. Mm-hmm. And the reason he started that way is because the passages that we're going through in Romans 2 was all about the fake religion and the Jews that were not believing in Christ. So Pastor Jack had set up all the things that Christianity is not, basically. So he was speaking basically in the negative. So when he says God is not one of silence, because our God speaks. So he went through this wonderful explanation how God is not silent and he speaks to all of us. He's speaking to everyone. He's speaking directly to us and instructing us. And that is, I mean, something I really, really love about coming to Christ is having a direct relationship with God and knowing that he speaks to me and hearing his voice. Of course, something I never had in Islam. And that God knows nothing of universalism, which was a really important point. That God, this was a really interesting way he said it. He said, God doesn't send anyone to hell. He says, we were all bound for hell. What he does is give some of us a ticket out.
He says we're all on a train to hell.
Exactly.
It's moving and it never has a stop.
No.
You have to jump off.
No, you get a ticket. You got to tick it off.
And then you have to
take the ticket. Moving. Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought that was amazing.
What else?
And that is, he knows everything that we know. Yes. He knows our innermost thoughts.
Oh, thank you. Because I was trying to remember the one part that really hit me, but go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, it was really interesting what he said, that God knows everything, everything that you've done, everything that you're thinking about, everything that you're going to do. He knows.
Yes.
And he goes, and don't think that ordering something on the menu. Like, he goes, he knows what you're going to order for lunch. And then you're going to open the menu, and you're going to look at the menu and say, he already knows that you're going to order that hamburger with French fries, extra crispy. But don't think that now that I've told you this, that you're going to say, you know what, instead, I'm going to get the BLT. He didn't say that, but this I'm adding, that you're going to, I was going to get the hamburger, but just a full God, I'm going to get the BLT. God knows that you are going to change it up, and he knows what would have happened if you would have chosen the hamburger, and what would have happened if you would have chosen the bacon or the BLT.
Yes.
That he knows the results of each one of those choices, no matter which way you went. But he knew which one you were going to choose in the end.
Yes. And
that's pretty incredible.
I love, he goes to this very profound explanation of hypocrisy and how bad it is. And he recites the scripture actually of Galatians 2, 11 through 13, where Peter was eating with the Gentiles, and their food was always better. The Roman food was always better. So there was like bacon and of shrimp and all kinds of cool stuff. And then as soon as the Jews showed up, he pretended he wasn't eating with them and ran off and ate on the other side, the gefilte fish with the Jewish people. And he was just, and Paul called him out. It's saying that the hypocrite is the name for the masks. Those masks we see that
one's the smiling, memes, one's sad.
That the memes wear. And now at New Orleans, like at Mardi Gras and stuff, we see all these decorative masks and the ones we wear on Halloween. And he says that God knows your every thought. So if you think you could put a mask on, that a lot of us have Christian masks. We have our Sunday mask. We have our mask that we wear around friends, and we're completely different people at home. And what God was saying to me in my heart was don't bring that hypocrisy to prayer either. Mm-hmm. So even when you're alone with God, you have to admit the weaknesses so he could step into them. Because if you don't tell him, look, I'm really struggling. I'm really struggling with being a good person. I'm really struggling with raising my kid or smiling a lot or whatever it may be. If we don't come to him with those weaknesses, he can't step into them and give us the strength to get through them.
Right.
So.
And then the one important thing too that he said about the masks is that if you are one of those people who go to Mardi Gras, for instance, and you put that mask on so you can just let loose. He said that this is one of those things where you could be pretending for years.
Every other day.
Maybe you're a 30 or 40 year old man, and you decide, I'm going to go to Mardi Gras and put this mask on and let loose. That means that for 40 years, you've been faking it. That's
the mask.
The real you is the guy wearing the mask.
Wow. As, clunk, right? It's like a stone falls in your stomach.
Oh, no.
Right?
It happens with alcohol too.
Yep.
Right? That alcohol brings out the real you, the real who you are.
Oh,
and that you,
God help
that
us.
You need to work on yourself. If that's something that shows up that's not very good, then you should take that, whatever it is you see when you're intoxicated, and fix that.
Yes.
Not the other part. That part's,
Yeah, that's the fake part.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very important. All right. Anything else, my love?
That's it for me.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
We got so much going on. It's like, we got a happy anniversary. Okay. Now we got to get to a bunch of other stuff.
Yes.
Especially with all the kids. I love you.
I love you too.
Pray for your dad still and your
thank
mom,
you
that they're healing, just that they feel comfortable and it's hard. And Alexa, the helper who's helping your dad right now, needs prayer. That's really super important. So if you guys can keep Alexa and Hetty's mom and dad in your prayers,
I would appreciate
it. Very, very appreciative. So we love you guys. And we thank you for joining us. Make sure and share and like and subscribe and all the things that we asked before. Let me please play this little video for you to see how it is you get onto the Edify app so you can not only listen to our podcast, but other great Christians that are on the podcast. Here you go.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app. edifi.app.
All right, my friends, we love you guys, and just have a great Sunday and a great week. Go into this week looking how you can change somebody's life for the glory of God.
Amen. All God right. bless. Take Bye. Care. Bye.